Hey, what's up, everybody? Episode number 154, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your weekend going? How the hell was your week? I hope you had a good one. I hope you're currently having a good one. I almost lost my voice, if you couldn't tell, last night for whatever reason. I guess it's the weather change. I've kind of had this cough. You know, my throat's kind of been itchy, you know, and I thought I was going to lose my voice last night. Like, I was talking on the phone, and I could barely, like, squeak out, you know, any sentences. It was pretty wild. Luckily, I'm not running a fever. You know, just kind of have a little bit of a cough, and it's getting better. That's a lot better than how my week started off, man, to be honest with you. I drank some spoiled body armor. Like, I got up. I had to go to the store. I brush my teeth, and I take off in my car. I stop by a gas station. I'm kind of thirsty. I'm going to get something to drink, something hydrating. I was like, you know, you see the beer there, and you're like, do I want to drink beer right now? If I start drinking beer, I'm not going to get anything done. Excuse me. So I went with the body armor, fruit punch flavor. And, you know, I reached in the cooler, and I grabbed it, and I pull it out, and I'm like, wait, this isn't that cold. You know, maybe the cooler is broken or something. I don't know. So I reach in the cooler, I grab it, I take it up front, I check out, I get in the car. Oh shoot, hold on, give me 1 second. All right, sorry about that. So anyways, I grab the room temperature body armor. I don't think anything of it. I check out, I get in the car, start driving to the store, I take a sip, and I'm like, oh, this tastes kind of weird. And I'm like, well, I did just brush my teeth. You know, anything is going to taste weird right now. So I keep driving to the store. I chug about half of this thing because I'm really, really thirsty. And I kind of smell it, this, you know, after I drink more of it. And I'm like, this smells spoiled. This is going to be very, very bad. And it was very, very bad. So, you know, I do the grocery shopping, no problems. You know, I get home, hanging out with family, you know, putting groceries away. I take a couple of shots. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm home for the night. You know, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. I'm at home. I take a couple of shots. I'm feeling good. And it hits me like an hour and a half after being home. And I just start violently throwing up in my shower. Like, I feel it coming. And I'm like, I need to get in the shower. Like, this seems like the safest place with the cold water. And I'm just torn up. My fiance is, like, standing in the bathroom. I'm like, go away, you know. Don't look at me. I'm hideous. And she's just like, oh, my God, do I need to take you to the hospital? I've never seen you throw up like this. And luckily, I didn't go to the hospital. I made it through. It was just not a good look, man. It was not a good look for me. It was awful. You know, we've all got sick off of drinking in our past. And I've never thrown up that hard. Like, I busted all the blood vessels on my face. Like, my voice sounded scratchy. My throat hurt. My head hurt. I felt like I had the damn flu after throwing up so much, but, you know, she's like, how much did you drink? And I'm like, I took 2 shots. It wasn't the alcohol. And I'm trying to explain this while I'm barfing, you know, and she's not understanding. She's like, what do you mean the juice? What juice? What did you put in your juice? I'm like, it's not, it was just juice. And I tell, man, I swear to God, I'll never drink the fruit punch flavor again. That ruined it for me. I did have, the next day trying to get hydrated, I did have the tropical punch flavor. I can stand that one. Never again, fruit punch. It was, oh my God. It was awful. And then what does she do? You know, like her best friend comes over the next day and she's like, so, I heard about what happened. I'm like, really? Really? You had to tell her I was butt-ass naked in the shower just throwing up everywhere uncontrollably and like, you know, I'm just like, I love you, I'm sorry, nah. You know, it was not a good night, you know. So that was kind of the start of my week. Not a great start. I thought I was dying. It was terrible. And, dude, I just discovered DoorDash for the first time. Well, I didn't just discover. I've known what DoorDash is. I just utilized the app for the first time ever, like on Thursday. You know, and I just can't stop. I had 2 kids here with me, you know, 2 young ones. I'm like, I don't want to bundle them up. You know, it's freezing cold. It's raining outside. It's just like, this is terrible weather. I'm not taking these kids out in this weather so they're going to get sick. I don't think so. You know, the poor dog, man, it's like pouring down rain. And I open up the back door and he just kind of looks up at me like, really, dude? Like, you want me to go out there? I'm like, well, you ain't pissing in my fucking house. So I had to like scoot him outside and he did his business. But yeah, that's got to be the worst thing at being a dog. It's like, you're going to really stick me out, or just being left outside in the rain. That would be horrible, right? My dog's an inside dog. He's so spoiled. He actually got a bath tonight. He's fitting in so well. He's such a great dog, man. We got so lucky. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body as far as I can tell. Great with the kids. He loves to play. You know, when you tell him to knock it off, you know, when he's getting too excessive with the playing, he stops. You know, we have his kennel. We hardly ever close the door on his kennel. If you tell him to go sit in his kennel, you know, he'll sit there. He'll just sit there until you tell him to come out. It is amazing. I never thought a stray dog like this could pick up commands so fast. He's already sitting. He's already laying down. He's already getting back up. He already knows how to stay. Dude, he's just, good Lord, man. I couldn't have got more lucky. And he's adorable. You know, he's so freaking cute. Just the white with a couple of spots on him. Check out my Instagram if you haven't already, Drink Until You Podcast. I'm going to start posting more pictures of him more often, because that's the most interesting thing in my life right now, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not a photographer, but, you know, everybody loves a picture of a dog. That's the easy route, you know? That's at least 30 likes. So I ordered DoorDash for the first time in my life, and it is a game changer, dude. A game changer. We sat there in our pajamas and watched Monsters, Inc., and somebody just, you know, it shows you the map. It's so great how they have it set up, and it's kind of working out in my favor. The 7-Eleven, I guess not all of them participate in the DoorDash. But the 7-Eleven I order from, or I am forced to order from, is 40 minutes away. So it's really taking them like 2 hours to get, you know, what I've ordered over to me. So they keep giving me credits. I have like $20 in credits right now. It's ridiculous. I guess they just do that if you have to wait too long, which is, you know, great. But yeah, dude, freezing cold outside. Two kids need to be fed. Order early and bam. There's your food. Feast for all. I got you chicken nuggets, and I got you chicken nuggets while you wait on me to get your other chicken nuggets out of the bag. I got everything. I order from Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell. Four different drivers converging on my house all at once, you know. I really only ordered the DoorDash because I was a little lonely. You know, my chick was at work. I needed some adult conversation, and boy, they were in for it. That DoorDash person, I'm just kidding. I didn't mess with them. I just took my food and got my ass inside because it was so damn cold. And I'm super specific on, like, my instructions, too. You know, you can type out comments. It's like, you know, my front door faces the courtyard, so that's where Maps is going to try to take you. Don't go that way. Come down the back alleyway. I'll be waiting out back. You can just hand it off to me, you know, and we'll be done. It's the house with a giant pink Barbie car. You can't miss it, you know. And it's worked pretty well. A couple of people have gotten confused so far, you know. It's been good, man. It's huge. It's so huge that I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to bundle up my kids and you know, and people are probably laughing at me. It's like, dude, yeah, I've been using DoorDash for years whenever I don't want to leave the fucking house. But I've never used it before, you know. But a lot of good things, dude. It's kind of getting out of hand. You do have to watch it, though, because it is it's a lot more expensive than just driving your ass there and getting it yourself. You know, it's a lot more expensive. But I feel like if I just keep it to one, maybe two times a week, I'll be okay. You know, I can kind of budget that. No, God, that's doesn't sound good at all. It actually sounds like I'm trying to justify my actions now. Good thing it's only DoorDash, right? You know, I'm like making excuses for it. Like, yeah, as long as I only do it a couple of times a week, I'm good. I'm not addicted to it, right? Wrong. I am already addicted to it. I've ordered from it like 6 times. I really got to cut it out. It's just too convenient. It's like, poof, there's your food. I ninja roll out the back door. You don't even have to get out your car. I ninja roll out the back door, reach my arm over the gate. You're coming down. You just hand it to me like a baton. I run back inside. Boom, feast for everybody. Everybody's happy, you know? And by the way, DoorDash driver, I saw you take that chip out of that Fuzzy's bag. I'm not going to tell anybody. It's not my order. It's not my business, but give me a chip or two also. No, dude, it's been great. One of the other things I had, discovered is, Disney Plus, man. Disney Plus. What a game changer. I finally decided to do it. I got it for the family. You can watch all the Disney movies. It's just incredible. I grew up on Disney, man. Like 101 Dalmatians, one of my favorite movies growing up. Aladdin, one of my favorite movies growing up. Just all the Disney movies, especially the cartoons. Like, I love the animated stuff they do now. It looks great, but the cartoons, man, you just can't beat them. They're so great. There's all kinds of crazy stuff, man. What were we just watching? We just started The Mandalorian. I'm a little behind on that, but man, what a great show. And the Baby Yoda. Now, it's kind of funny how it works if you don't watch a show when everybody else does. Because it's like, I start seeing all the memes on Twitter and on Facebook and stuff, and I'm like, you know, yeah, Baby Yoda's cute, but I don't get the reference. I haven't watched the show yet. And now that I'm watching the show, all these memes are like flooding back into my memory. I'm like, oh, now I get it. Now I understand. I see why that's funny, or, you know, whatever it is. Dude, I'm loving it. I think I paid for the year subscription, just so, you know, I don't want the bill coming out of my account. I don't want to set up all that stuff. I just want a one-time payment for a year. Let's see how it goes. Dude, it's already paid for itself, man. If that's not a promotion, if that's not an advertisement for Disney Plus, I don't know what is. What else could be? It's already paid for itself in the first 4 days I've had it. Wait, has it been 4 days? Okay, a week that I've had it. I got it, I think, Christmas Eve, something like that. I don't know. It's been about a week. And dude, we have just abused the Disney Plus like crazy, man. All kinds of great shows. We've been watching the Nat Geo. We've been watching The Dog Whisperer. What's the other one? Dog Impossible, Restaurant Dog Impossible. They send a bunch of wild dogs into your restaurant to tear it up, and then you have 24 hours to rebuild your restaurant and open for customers the next day. That would actually be a Restaurant Dog Impossible. Mark my words, it's going to be a thing one day. What else? Mandalorian, a lot of Dog Whisperer, Monsters, Inc., just all the Disney. All the Nat Geo. What was the other thing we saw the other day? My mom came into town with her husband, and we were sitting there watching, and I already got it before they came into town. Dr. Pol. P-O-L. Dr. Pol. Have you guys ever seen... That show is nuts, dude. That show is nuts, man. There was one episode where they... There was, like, a horse, and he was walking on concrete, and he just, like, did the splits. I guess his feet slipped out from under him, and he, like, fell, which is horrific to think about. He fell, and he ruptured something inside. And then when, you know, the camera finally goes to him, when Dr. Pol gets there, they have this fucking thing cut open on the concrete. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, they have it blurred out. You know, they're not showing every detail to you. But, you know, I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I had this dog, and she was kind of heavy, hefty. And she would kind of do the same thing. I'm like thinking all this time, like all those years when she was slipping on the tile and like hitting her chest, like she could have ruptured something. That's just kind of scary, you know, like I didn't know this was even a thing, you know, it's kind of weird. Well, don't they say like if you go cow tipping, like if you knock them over, their hearts like tear out of their bodies. That's a horrible image, right? Why would you say that? Well, it might be true. That's what I've heard my whole life. So don't tip any cows. Don't drink and drive. And then don't tip any cows. I think if you just stick with not drinking and driving, I think that takes care of the, you know, not to, because who goes and tips cows sober? You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing you do when you're like, I'm fucking hammer in a little town, you know, where you have like two cars in the town, population 300. Let me take another drink. My throat's getting dry. Did I tell you guys what I'm drinking? Orange juice and Tito's screwdriver. But yeah, back to the show, Dr. Pol, man. So there's something called calving. I don't know if you know what this is, if you've ever seen the show, but in case you haven't, I'm going to describe it in the best, like, I'm trying not to give too much detail because I don't want to get too gory about it, but it's a real life thing that happens. There's no way around it, dude. You're just going to have to see it. So the thing with calving is there's the cow that has the calf, trying to give birth to the calf. They go, you know, he sticks his hand in there, and he's like, this thing is dead. And it's like, okay, well, that sucks. That's really sad. What do you do? How do you take care of that? Does the mom just have to push it out? No. They take this, like, razor wire, shove it up into the cow, poor thing, and they have to actually, like, saw this baby calf. Like, you know how they used to do on the like the cartoons when they're chopping down trees. You got one guy at one end, one guy at the other end of the saw, and they're like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until they chop the tree down. That's basically what they have to do with the calf, the dead calf, inside the mama cow. And it was, I was like, I have never, ever in my life heard of this. And Connor's like, oh yeah, I've had to do that before. I'm like, you have? She's like, yeah, I mean, I grew up on a farm, you know, we had to do things like this. What else are you supposed to do? So they have to take this razor wire, loop it around, they cut sections out, they pull it out, cut another section, pull. It's just like, oh my God, dude, I kind of got a little queasy just at the idea of that happening. You know, like, it just kind of makes me queasy to, like, oof, think that that's how they have to get this thing out, and this is inside another living being. It's pretty nuts, man. So they finally get the thing, they finally get the calf out and all the pieces, you know, and they're pretty good about, you know, it is a kind of a kid's show to help kids learn. But, you know, they're pretty good about blurring things out, the gruesome, like, gory stuff. You know, they, you don't want kids seeing that. You get the idea. They've already explained what you're doing. So they finally get the thing, they finally get the calf out, and I didn't know this before, so these were organic, you know, like grass-fed cows or whatever, whether they're getting milk from it or whether they're going to get meat from it later, whatever, they're organic. So after this process of calving, they have to give the cow an injection of antibiotic. And the guy was talking about it, the guy who owned the cow, which the calf died and he still had the mom, he was like, this means that this beef is no longer organic. Since it's had antibiotic, we have to literally, it's illegal for us to sell this as organic. So they have to take this cow now that just lost its baby, that just had it cut out, and they're going to sell it off somewhere else because they're an organic farm, you know, like we only have organic cows. So they sell it off for someone else to use and do whatever they may with it. It's just a dirty business, man. It's just a dirty, dirty business. Very informative, overly informative, I would say, for the Dr. Pohl show. A little overly informative, but, you know, it's the reality of things. It's a great show, man. Dog Whisperer, we've been watching all that stuff, man. It's what's the thing my daughter likes? Oh, Doc McStuffins. Gonna help you feel better. Oh, dude, that song's beat in my head. But what a great show for kids. And it's funny, too, because usually when you find shows like that, like, the babies will love it, but the older kids won't. You know what I mean? Or it's the other way around. It's, like, too advanced for the baby, so the baby's like, I don't give a shit about this show. And then the older kids are loving it. This show goes all across the board. I'm watching it. My two kids are watching it. My fiance is watching it. I'm pretty sure I saw the dog watching it the other day, too. But what a great concept for a show. That is such a great concept. She's the kid with all the toys, and her toys come to life whenever she's, you know, alone with them, and she has this stethoscope. It's not the stethoscope. What's the thing called where they listen to your heartbeat? Is that the stethoscope? I think it is the stethoscope. The otoscope is the thing that goes in your ear. Anyways, her stethoscope, excuse me, good Lord. You can tell I never went to doctor class. You can tell I didn't train 8 years to be a doctor, right? Or even a nurse. I didn't even train half a year to be a nurse. Anyways, the stethoscope is magical. And it brings the toys to life. And it's just a cute show. That's all I'm trying to say. It's such a great show for kids. And then she, you know, inevitably playing with toys, pieces fall off or things get ripped. And that's her job. That's what she does. Oh, I have to fix you. And oh, dude, it's such a great show, man. If you haven't watched that with your kids, I think it's on Hulu and Disney Plus. So if you have one of those, I don't think it's on Netflix. If you have one of those, and you can definitely watch it. I highly recommend it. It's super educational. They sing a lot, which kids love. You know, they deal with things like I showed my son the episode where he's like a knight. He's a little toy and he's a knight, but he's afraid of the dark, you know, just like my son is. So I showed him that episode, and dude, he's like, he gravitated to it. So the thing in my house that happens a lot is, like, his light will be off in his room, and the hallway light will be on, you know, and he's like, oh, Daddy, I want to go get some toys. I'm like, all right, you know, go get some toys, and then he'll walk down the hallway, and then he'll kind of sheepishly come back and be like, Dad, I'm like, what? And he's like, my light's off, you know, and I'm like, okay, can you turn it on? He's like, I'm scared. It's dark in there. I'm like, all right, buddy, no problem. I'll come turn it on for you, whatever. And after we watched this episode about the knight, you know, the brave, noble knight being afraid of the dark, He actually went in his room by himself. It's like progress. It, like, the show taught him that it's okay. Nothing's going to happen in the dark. The shadows you see and the things you think that are scary, you know, it's just a rug, or it's just a coat, or it's just a, you know, whatever it may be. But yeah, sure enough, after we watched that episode, he went into his room by himself and got a couple of toys in the dark. I was like, oh my God, that's all it took? We're going to watch this episode every time he's over here. Let's take another drink, everybody. Mm. So we're going to talk a couple of resolutions. I don't know. I don't have anything written down. I'm just kind of spitballing here. But it's just things I've been doing already. I'm sticking with the veganism, the plant-based. I'm sticking with that. Man, I've lost so much weight since I started doing it. And I'm trying to do it more like raw, more days than not. Like, I'm going to eat terrible tonight. Like, we just had two things DoorDash to us. Like, I think we got Chipotle, which isn't horrible. It could be worse. And then we got, like, 7-Eleven snacks, which is worse. That is the worst. But resolutions, yeah, I'm sticking with the plant-based thing. One of my biggest things, and I kind of talked about this a little bit, I think, a couple episodes ago, but I'm, like, trying to conserve water a little bit. When I'm taking five-minute showers, under five minutes or under showers. I have my whole system of, like, doing dishes to where I'm not, like, leaving the faucet running. It's kind of a weird system. And then I'm recycling. Those are my things. And other than that, it's just those are really the big, like, personal things. Like, I want to be better about, you know, conserving and not leaving as much of a footprint on the earth, and, you know, all that stuff, all that good stuff. Which, who knows, man? To be honest, like, with the recycling, I don't know what they do with that stuff after I give it to them. You know, who knows? They could just go on back and throw it in their dumpster and be like, all right, you know. I don't know. I don't see why they'd have a whole building and a whole bunch of employees to do that. That doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it's just like donating to a charity. You don't really know where the money's going, do you? You just don't know. You know, they say it's going to these great causes and it's going in Joe Blow's pocket and he's buying a Ferrari, you know, or however it works. You know, you guys know what I'm saying. You just never know. But that's the good thing about doing things like that is my intentions were good. My intentions were pure. I tried my best. I gave it to, you know, I gave it to you, and whatever you decide, it's just like, you know, the thing with like hobos, you know, on the side of the road. I'll give a hobo a dollar. I don't care. I'll give you five. I've given a hobo $5 before. I've given them 30 cents before. I've just given whatever I've had from time to time. As long as you don't approach me wrong, yelling at me, and as long as you're not creepy, and usually if I don't have my kids in the car, you know, I'll give, you know. But it's like, I remember seeing these reports when I was a kid about these people who made six figures panhandling like that. They would go stand out and make themselves look dirty, and they'd panhandle and have these signs, and I'm a war veteran, and oh, I lost feeling in my legs 5 years ago, or whatever the story may be. And those people just panhandle all day long, 5-7 days a week, you know, and they're making a ton of money. And then, you know, I think how they caught them was, you know, on video camera. They would see him panhandling, they'd follow him around, you know, the corner, and their fucking Mercedes would be parked behind a Best Buy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what the hell is going on? And they drive off, and like, and nobody knows this person. Nobody's like, identification before I give you this donation, please. Nobody says that. Everybody's just like, here, I hope it helps. And it's kind of like that theory. I am getting to a point here. It's kind of like that theory. It's like, it's not on me. If I give the guy $5 and he goes around the corner and gets in his Mercedes, I've still done something good. He's the fuck up. He's the one that karma's going to come back and bite in the ass, because he's doing something shady and he has four good limbs and he could go work at anywhere he wants to. Well, not anywhere, but you know what I'm saying. He could get a job. So that's how I feel about it. Even if it's like my efforts are for naught, my intentions were right. So I'm going to go with that. Look at me patting myself on the back, 2021. Cheers, everybody. Happy 2021. We will never, ever, ever speak of last year again. We won't say its name. We won't say the numbers. The calendar is going to look like this: 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2021. We're going to lose a year there because we're not ever talking about it again. You know, it's just been a horrible year. Who just died the other day, man? There's somebody that just died the other day. there's just been so many people. I don't think it's any more than usual, but it just feels like a lot of, like, well-known celebrity, you know, Van Halen died, and, you know, there's tons of actors and music artists and just all kinds of stuff passing away this year. You know, my buddy Riley, rest in peace, man, rest in peace. My buddy Riley's just, like, gone, man. That year was awful, man. It really, really was awful. So, we're looking forward. I hope you have some resolutions. If you think my resolutions are dumb or you have a few suggestions, you can always write me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your comments. I love getting emails. I love chit-chatting with people. I love all of that stuff. Don't be scared. Use your keyboard. Be a keyboard warrior for me and write me. And let me know how your week's going. Let me know of a new cocktail you've thought of. You know, I love hearing that kind of stuff. Or, hey, maybe you just adopted a dog. You know? Which, by the way, dude, Sammy, man, what a great dog. I'm just going to keep saying it. Ain't that right, Sammy? You good dog. He's just laying over. Oh, what a good boy. Anyways, let's do some drink recommendations. What do you guys think? Oh, let's talk about real quick before. Dallas just got Daltoned today. My Dallas Cowboys lose to the hated New York Giants, and we do not make the playoffs, which, you know, I didn't have high hopes that we were going to. I'm honestly surprised that we were even in the conversation to be in the playoffs. So I think Washington's going, even if they lose tonight. So what would have had to happen is we would have had to beat the Giants, and then Washington, who is playing the Eagles tonight, I think it's actually started. Actually, I'm going to turn that game on real quick. The Eagles beat Washington tonight, and we're in the playoffs. Well, that didn't happen. We lose to New York. Dalton, what a weird throw to end the game, man. What are you? No, you've been in the league long enough. Shame on you. You've been in the league long enough to know better than that. You don't do that. Lob it up at the end of the game when you're trying to get back in the game. Why would you do that, man? It doesn't make any damn sense. And the disappointing part is, it sounds like I'm crying over here because my voice is cracking. I'm not crying. I'm irritated. The disappointing part is, he had such a great game. He was scrambling. He was making passes. And on the last throw before they intercepted to basically end the game, we had a chance there after that with like a minute left in the game when the guy fumbled the ball because it was raining outside. But what a weird, he just lobbed it up. And it was third down. Like, you still had another down. Just throw it out of bounds, man. You don't have to make that play right then, right there. I really thought he was veteran enough to know that. You know, even it sucks to be on fourth down with, like, 5 to go or 10 to go or 50. Yeah, that sucks. But this is your last chance in the game. The other thing, too, was, what's his name? What's McCarthy? He didn't challenge the catch. It was like a 15-yard play, and he didn't challenge it. The guy caught the ball in like midair and came down and trapped the ball with the ground. Sorry, I kind of hit the desk there, but hopefully that wasn't too loud. But he trapped the ball on the ground. You know, that's not a catch. If Dez didn't catch it way back when, that's not a freaking catch, NFL. What the hell? And they called it a catch right off the bat. And then McCarthy's over there with his thumb up his butt. And he didn't throw the challenge flag. He's got people talking in his ear. He's looking at this big jumbotron up there. And he's just like, when are we going to Waffle House? You know, I was like, dude, throw the challenge. I was like on my couch like, I mean, my daughter was asleep, so I wasn't screaming. But I'm just on the couch like, throw the flag. What are you doing? Throw it. And he didn't do it. And we lose the game. Not saying we would have made any noise in the playoffs. We probably would have been one and done. And that's fine, but at least we could have said we're division champions and we made it to the playoffs. I would rather us get it than the Eagles, than the Giants, than Washington. You know? Man. Great game, but also super disappointing at some parts. You know? And like I said, I wasn't like thinking we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. We say that every year. Every team says that every year. We're winning the Super Bowl this year. No, you're not, Jacksonville. Sorry. I don't know if they've ever said it, actually. They're like, we're not. They're one of the only teams that is like honest with themselves. We're not winning the Super Bowl this year, but you'll be highly entertained and tickets are cheap. You know? Anyways, let's take another drink. Holy hell. 30 minutes flew by like nothing this week. What happened? By the way, Thank you, James. Thank you, Alex, for being on the last episode. I'm going to try to do more of those more often. That was a lot of fun for me. Talking music and talking like music scenes and, you know, different styles. Alex, by the way, I haven't got any emails. Nobody's called you a douche. I don't know. Let me check. You weren't a douche. You know, just because you have political beliefs doesn't make you a douche. You know, I don't care if they differ from mine. That's how more people should be, right? Be like me. Am I patting myself on the back again in this episode? Man, this Tito's and orange juice is just doing something to me, man. No, I didn't get any emails about you, Alex. Not yet, anyway. There's still time. Maybe the proper person hasn't listened to it yet. But, dude, thank you, James. Thank you, Alex, for coming on the show. I always thank my guests the next episode because that was a lot of fun. That was a hell of a way to end the year, man. That was a great last episode for the year, and I really didn't plan it out that way. It kind of worked out that way. But hopefully you guys stick to your resolutions all year. Here's a resolution. Don't drink and drive. How about that? Can we throw that out as a resolution? I think that would be great. If you're drinking and driving currently or you have recently, make that a resolution, man, 2021. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. I was going to do drink recommendations. I really didn't think I was 30 minutes in already. I got to go eat my food, and I probably have something else coming on DoorDash, you know. I probably got some cookies coming or something. Hey, what do you use to order from like a grocery store though? Like I like the convenience store. I like the fast food, but you know what would be really badass? So Sprouts, there is a Sprouts in my city. It's just 15 minutes away. So that's, you know, 15 minutes there. Go shopping for another 20 and 15 minutes. It's kind of a trick, you know, and that's not bad. But you know what I'm saying? Like if I don't have a lot of time. So what app do I use to order from grocery stores? I'd really like to know that. Oh, excuse me. But other than that, man, work on your resolutions. Hopefully you guys have some good ones. I'm going to get out of here. We'll do drink recommendations sometime, you know, eventually. Drink Until You Podcast, episode number 154, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Cheers, everybody. Dude, I got to tell this quick story. This was so funny. I forgot about this until I took that last sip. So these kids are walking out the other day. Me and Connor are just sitting out on the back patio with, you know, my daughter's asleep. She's taking a nap. It's like, and we're sitting out on the back patio. We got Sammy out there, and we're throwing the ball for him, wrestling with him, having a good time, feeding him, and kind of gardening a little bit. And we see these kids across the way, across the alley, and this one boy, he's dragging like this kitchen set to the dumpster, and we're like, whoa, wait, what are you doing with that? He was like, my mom told me to throw it away. It's really heavy. Excuse me. So we're like, here, we'll take it from you. So I go over there and I pick it up, and I'm like, hey, actually, let me give you some money. It was a brother and a sister, and they were both just taking out the garbage. And I, you know, they couldn't have been 7, 8 years old, somewhere around there. They're pretty young, you know, to be doing those kind of things, that heavy lifting. So I'm like, you know what? You guys are doing such a good job. I'll be right back. I'm going to take this, and I'm going to give you guys some money for this thing. So I gave them, you know, $3 each, which their faces just lit up, dude. Like, they loved it. They're like, oh, my God. You know, they think they have to do this chore, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do it. And it turns out that they end up with a little bit of money in their pocket. And $3 to a 7-year-old, it's like, dude, yeah, thank you. You know, that's a lot of candy. Anyway, so we get this kitchen. And Santa Claus brings, you know, all the utensils, the pots, the pans, the fake food for the kitchen. And so, you know, everything's open on Christmas. And, you know, my son's like, I want to play with the kitchen stuff. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Let's open it all up. So I open it up and they have, you know, if you haven't seen these before, which you probably have, they have like little fake broccoli, potato, orange, and, you know, French fries and hot dogs and hot dog buns and hamburgers and hamburger buns. And they have a bunch of these. They look like Pringles. They're round, kind of weirdly like circular oval shaped chips, right? They look like Pringles. They're wavy like that. They have that crease in them, whatever you want to call it. So we pour out all the stuff into my daughter's room, and she's crawling around. She's so excited. She's so happy. And I'm standing in the doorway, and she grabs one of the chips, and she loves chips, by the way. I should have set this story up a little bit better. She loves chips. Anytime I get out the chips, she wants one. And if she doesn't get one, she is not happy. So she grabs this chip, this fake chip, and she puts it in her mouth, and she really bites it, bites down on it. And she's like, and she looks up at me, and the look of betrayal on her face that this was that this wasn't a real chip was hilarious, dude. I died laughing, and Connor's like, what happened? And I was like, you should have seen the look of betrayal on her face that this wasn't a real chip. She bit into it, and she just immediately was like, and just started crying, dude. It was so, that sounded a little like a walrus or a seal or something, but my voice is messed up, you know? But, oh, dude, the betrayal. The betrayal and like the, oh my God, what, who are you and where am I and where are my parents? It was just great, man. So I wanted to share that story before I ended the podcast. I hope you guys had a good one. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday. It's time to get back to work, do our thing. And we're ready to start this year off right, everybody. I drank all my last drink, so cheers anyway. I'll talk to you guys next week. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Bye.